Welcome to the Showbiz Podcast, where artists learn how to take their business to the next level. Presented by your host, Alex Heimer. Sponsored by Neustadt Kultur.
What's up, guys? Welcome back for another episode. Today is all about a vicious circle. We are talking about money, a topic that a lot of performing artists out there are trying to avoid in the first place. But I want to tell you why it is so important to have a healthy money mindset as a performing artist. Now let's look at this vicious circle. If you're struggling and you don't make enough money each month, you will automatically get into survival mode and you will have anxiety, and money will become a predominant topic in your life, and your focus shifts because it feels so urgent that you make enough to cover your rent, your expenses, and everything. So your focus goes away from your career. You will feel bad, almost shitty, and therefore you aren't really able to attract the right kind of work. You will most likely attract just bad jobs, bad gigs, since you're like, okay, I just gotta do something that makes some money. And this might mean that you're taking underpaid work. It might mean that you're taking work that is not within your lane and stuff like that. And if we just think of it the opposite way, if you would be able to make more money with your craft, you'd obviously feel better, since you'd have a sense of security. You could focus more on your art instead of thinking about money. Therefore, you would feel better. When you feel better, you would attract better work, since you're glowing, since people can see how good you are, how passionate you feel about your own craft. And that again leads to more and better jobs or gigs and brings you more money again. So it's an upward spiral, and we want to try to get in there. That's why it's essential to make more money for long-term success. Also, when you have this positive high energy that you're spreading, also in your marketing material, that is exactly what people are looking for when they are casting talent. Who would want to work with a person that has or spreads bad vibes? In the end of the day, it's always about that, having a nice working environment, especially if you can choose, and most people can choose who they are hiring, or even when the brief is really specific, there will still be a lot of talent that you can choose from, even with a specific brief. And therefore, it's really important to deliver this high energetic marketing material with this positive attitude. And this all comes down also to money. Of course, there are other components in your mindset as well, but money will always be a topic. It's kind of like energy in our life. And when you don't have enough energy that you're bringing to the table, you are lost. Since nobody wants to be around someone who drains energy, who sucks the energy out of them. So make sure that for a certain period of time, until you make enough money to feel good, you're proactively working on your money mindset, on making more money with your craft, on learning how to actually handle your own finances and all that kind of stuff. There's a ton of content out there on YouTube. We are teaching people also how to get better payment for your jobs, even if they they are promoted with a bad fee, how you can still go in there and raise the fee by just talking to the people, by saying the right things, by arguing the right way. And of course, you can also read about it. There's a lot of great information out there. But that's something I put in my story recently. There's also a big difference in between information and transformation. So this information will never do you any good as long as you can't implement it. There's so much more to a transformation, to actually putting things to practice, than it is by just extending your horizon and by learning about stuff and keeping the information. So make always sure you can implement the things that you are learning about. If that's something for you, you want to implement all this stuff with a systematic approach, head over to www.showbiz-coaching.com and consider to book a free consultation where we can analyze if and how we can help you out to grow your career, to get to the next level, and how to get auditions, bookings, and inquiries on a regular basis. Hope this has helped you. Once again, focus on money for a certain period of time, at least until you feel comfortable and can shift the focus even more on your craft, on your performing art once again. That's it for today. Thanks for listening and bye-bye.